Hello, and welcome to Unscripted, a new podcast with the leadership team of the National Association of Realtors. I'm your host, Greg Roth, Director of Executive Communications at NAR. This will be a monthly podcast, and on each episode, we'll talk with members of the NAR leadership team about a different topic. For our first episode, we sit down with Chris Polychrone, NAR's 2015 president, and we talk about what else? Leadership, a nice broad topic. So I hope you enjoy this episode. Look for the monthly, and let's start our conversation.
You know, leadership's a hard thing to describe, really.
Why is that?
Number one, I think everybody's style is different. I didn't practice to be a leader.
But what does leadership mean to you?
You know, the term leadership is something that I've struggled with a little bit about even speaking about leadership and defining it. It's something that's really hard to describe. You want to be a leader. You're educated to learn to be a leader and to someday in your life be a leader rather than a follower. I don't know how you know when that day is there, other than all of a sudden one day you realize that there's something that gives you a sign that people do respect you. They come to you for advice. They know that, A, you want to lead, and two, all of a sudden, they're coming to you because they know you're a leader. It's just something that evolves and happens, and it gives you a sense of accomplishment in that you know all of a sudden you are a leader. I can go back in life and look for places that I developed leadership skills. I think to be a leader, you got to learn to sell. You have to know how to sell to be a leader. And that, you say, well, how does selling and, well, when you're a leader, there are lots of ideas and thoughts that you have to sell that people don't necessarily want to hear. But I think if you speak from your heart and let them know that you believe in what you're saying, they will perceive you as a leader and they will listen.
You know, what was the first leadership position you remember having?
President of a high school Republican, really was, believe it or not. We had a high school Republican committee or party, I don't know what you would
call it. High school Republican club. So you were president of that.
Yeah.
Chris Polychrone, age 16, yeah. 17.
That's kind of funny. They'll get a kick out of that.
So what did the club do?
I invited Winthrop Rockefeller to come speak to us. And he was running for governor. And
you're already making connections at that point.
Yeah. why not ask him?
Well, that is part of leadership, right? It's getting other leaders into the fold to speak to your group, to
And
your
I think
folks.
He probably had a big influence on me.
Do you remember what he talked about?
I think he talked a lot about education. That's why he came. We had been through the tough Faubus years where they closed the schools and everything.
Right.
And Winthrop Rockefeller was all about education. Absolutely was.
You connected selling and leadership, and I just heard that one of your first jobs was to run a bookstore.
Yeah.
Did that turn you into a leader in some way? Was your first real sales job? Was that your first real sales job?
No, I think one thing had a big influence on me at an early age was when I was a sophomore in high school, and our vice principal of boys, and it wasn't vice principal of men then, they called it boys, asked me to run the bookstore. Called me into his office. I thought I was in trouble. But instead, he said, starting tomorrow, you're going to leave your classes 5 minutes early, and you'll be 5 minutes late to every class. Because he said, I want you to open the bookstore, and you'll be selling school supplies to all the students. And so I asked him if it was a choice, and he said no. It was my job. So what are you going to tell the vice principal? No. And I got to admit, as it turned out, it taught me to sell. Think about it. People would come up. I would ask them what they wanted. A lot of them were not quite as outgoing as I was, and I'd have to get them to talk to me and tell me exactly what they wanted. But I learned to sell in that bookstore for 3 years. Didn't get paid for it, but in essence, I learned from it. And so it was very rewarding, even though it wasn't in dollars. It led to other leadership opportunities that I know, and one of them was Boy State. The vice principal of Boys is the one that chose the people to go to Boy State. And after reading a list of scholars, including Wes Clark, my name was called last. I didn't get it because I was a four-point student. I got it because I had exhibited leadership skills while running a bookstore. So you can become a leader in many ways. You can become a leader by being a great scholar. You can become a leader by learning to sell. And I think that's the route that I took. I think all of us probably have some inherent leadership skills that we're born with. But I think each of us can develop those skills as we move through life. Let me tell you one of my favorite stories.
Please.
I got out of college with about a 2.5 average. My mother was concerned that I didn't make all A's while I was in college. And I finally convinced my mother that the A students got out of college to teach the B students to ultimately work for the C students. Now, you may laugh at that, but what I'm trying to say is that a good leader has to be well-rounded as well, and that scholars and necessarily straight-A students may not have the communication skills to work with people. And I think to be a great leader, you have to be able to communicate and sometimes even extract from others their feelings and comments about subjects.
Last question. Advice you would give to young professionals in the real estate business or folks that are eyeing their first leadership position?
You know, I think we can all learn from and this isn't exactly the exact quotation, but we often hear that there's a reason you have two ears and one mouth. And I think as we start in life and we start as young people, I think you need to listen. I think you need to jump in there and make mistakes and learn from those mistakes as you go forward. Trust me, if you lead long enough, you're going to make some mistakes. You're going to have to stand in front of a microphone and apologize and express the fact that you learned something from the mistake you made. It's part of growing up. It's part of becoming a leader.
Well, there it is, our first episode. I hope you enjoyed that conversation. Like I said, we're going to be doing these monthly on different topics with different members of the NAR leadership team. If you have any thoughts, opinions, ideas, you can drop me an email to groth@realtor.org. Thanks again for listening.